Imagine discovering that the mysterious patterns in your love life aren't random at all, but follow a scientific blueprint encoded in your psychology since childhood. This revelation forms the heart of attachment theory, a framework that explains why some of us crave closeness while others flee from it, why some relationships thrive while others become battlegrounds. Contrary to popular wisdom that glorifies independence, attachment science reveals that our need for connection isn't weakness. It's hardwired into our DNA. The research is compelling. When subjects in brain studies faced threats while holding their partner's hand, their neural activity showed significantly reduced stress responses. This biological reality demolishes the myth that emotional self-sufficiency is the hallmark of maturity. In fact, the more effectively we can depend on others, the more confidently we can face the world. Our culture's obsession with independence has led many to label normal human needs as codependent, causing unnecessary suffering. The truth? Your need for emotional connection isn't a character flaw. It's your humanity, functioning exactly as designed. Your attachment style functions as an invisible operating system, governing your relationship behaviors. Secure individuals, about 50% of people, maintain a healthy balance between intimacy and independence. They communicate effectively, recover well from conflicts, and create stable, trusting relationships. Their core belief that they deserve love and can trust others creates a positive cycle. They expect good interactions and behave in ways that encourage them. Anxious individuals, about 20%, intensely desire connection while fearing their partners don't reciprocate equally. They're highly attuned to relationship dynamics, with even minor changes triggering significant distress. This heightened sensitivity can be valuable, as research shows anxiously attached people often accurately detect relationship threats. However, their emotional responses to these perceived threats can be overwhelming and counterproductive. Avoidant individuals, about 25%, associate intimacy with loss of independence. They prioritize self-sufficiency and maintain emotional distance through various tactics, focusing on partner flaws, sending mixed commitment signals, or idealizing past relationships. While appearing independent, they often experience less relationship satisfaction and unacknowledged loneliness, using deactivating strategies to suppress emotional needs and maintain distance. Anxiously attached people often display protest behaviors, like excessive calling or withdrawing to provoke responses. Take Emily, successful professionally but struggling with an unreliable partner, constantly checking her phone and catastrophizing. Her therapist identified this wasn't anxiety disorder, but her attachment system responding to genuine relationship instability. The key insight? Anxiously attached people aren't too needy. They're responding to real threats. As the book states, you're only as needy as your unmet needs. Avoidantly attached individuals employ deactivating strategies, finding fault with partners, focusing on negatives, idealizing unavailable exes, creating arbitrary relationship rules, and fantasizing about perfect partners who won't trigger intimacy discomfort. While avoidants appear unaffected by relationship threats, their physiological responses, elevated heart rate, and stress hormones reveal otherwise. Their attachment system remains as sensitive as anyone else's. They've just mastered suppressing reactions, though at great psychological cost. True independence isn't emotional isolation, but rather the security to embrace interdependence. Many relationships fall into a painful pattern where one partner desperately seeks closeness while the other pulls away. This anxious-avoidant trap occurs when these seemingly incompatible types attract each other. For the anxious partner, the avoidance reluctance creates uncertainty that keeps their attachment system activated, making rare moments of connection feel intensely rewarding. The avoidant partner sees the anxious person's desire for closeness as confirmation that relationships are suffocating. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle. The anxious partner's increased pursuit triggers more withdrawal from the avoidant partner, intensifying both behaviors. Surface conflicts often mask these deeper attachment dynamics, like Susan and Paul's argument about sleeping arrangements that really reflected her need for closeness and his need for space. While the emotional volatility can feel like passion, with dramatic highs and lows mistaken for romance, it's actually attachment insecurity in disguise. Secure attachment represents the gold standard of relationship functioning. Secure individuals create a secure base by being available when needed, while respecting independence and encouraging growth. When Ryan notices Shauna seems distracted, he doesn't assume she's losing interest, he simply asks if everything's okay. When she shares work concerns, he offers support without taking it personally. This direct communication prevents the misunderstandings common in insecure relationships. Secure individuals also bring out the best in their partners. When anxious or avoidant people partner with secure individuals, they often become more secure themselves through this secure buffering effect. Understanding your attachment style isn't about labeling yourself. It's about recognizing patterns that explain recurring relationship challenges, like choosing unavailable partners or sabotaging promising relationships. With awareness and effort, anyone can develop more secure patterns, regardless of their starting point. Moving towards secure relationship patterns starts with understanding your attachment triggers and developing better responses. For anxiously attached individuals, acknowledge your need for closeness, seek consistent partners, separate drama from passion, and replace protest behaviors with direct communication. Instead of sending multiple anxious texts, try, "I notice I feel anxious when I don't hear from you. I'd feel more comfortable if we could check in briefly each day." If you're avoidantly attached, work on recognizing deactivating strategies and understand that true independence includes emotional interdependence. Practice expressing needs before feeling overwhelmed. "I'm feeling overwhelmed and need some alone time to recharge. It's not about you. I just need space sometimes to feel my best in our relationship." Effective communication follows five key principles: express honest feelings, focus on needs rather than partner's flaws, specify triggering situations, avoid blame, and be assertive about needs. Convert vague complaints into clear requests. Instead of "you never make me a priority," try "I'd like us to plan one date night each week." When evaluating relationships, focus on whether partners can meet your fundamental attachment needs rather than chemistry alone. Understanding attachment theory gives us permission to be human. While our culture celebrates self-sufficiency, science confirms we're wired for bonding from birth to death, not as a weakness, but as our greatest strength. The journey towards secure attachment isn't about eliminating anxiety or need for space, but developing earned security, the ability to recognize attachment triggers and respond in ways that foster connection rather than conflict. These skills benefit all relationships, not just romantic ones. Clear communication, emotional regulation, and balancing closeness with autonomy serve us across all domains. Attachment styles aren't fixed. They can change with awareness and practice. Every direct conversation, every step toward closeness despite fear, and every clearly expressed need helps rewire our attachment system towards security. In an era of superficial digital connections, understanding attachment offers a path back to what truly matters: our capacity for deep, nurturing bonds. True courage isn't in facing life alone, it's in embracing our fundamental need for connection.